Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we are continuing my series of Build a Rock Solid Spiritual Foundation. And today we're going to talk about being your own best friend, because that will change everything for you. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you in doing that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as what's been very popular in 2021, the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, how to be your own best friend. And I'm going to make this quick so your mind doesn't have time to veer off into other territory. I'm going to keep you in the direction of being that person for yourself. So number one, you got to start treating yourself like you are your favorite person. You know that excitement you get when you go to see a friend or someone you haven't seen in a long time, and your heart feels with joy and excitement? I want you to think about yourself in that way. So that means you can't be mean to yourself. You can't be super critical of yourself. You can't be a jerk to yourself. You can't put yourself down. Next, you got to speak only words of support and encouragement to yourself. Think about how you talk to someone else. I know many of you are pseudo healers. Maybe you might be professional healers. You came to this planet to make it feel good. So talk to yourself in the exact same way you would talk to someone else, no matter what. No matter what. If you are struggling with a particular area of your life, talk to yourself kindly. If you feel like you messed up again, encourage yourself and tell yourself that you can get it right. So be super kind to yourself. All the spiritual stuff you listen to, all the spiritual stuff you read, all the motivational stuff, give that to yourself soulfully and authentically. Next, love yourself. Yes, definitely love yourself. And give yourself what you need. A part of loving yourself is really giving yourself what you need and give yourself permission to have your needs met, meaning you choose situations that will meet your needs, you choose environments that will meet your needs, you choose circumstances that will meet your needs, you believe that your needs can be met, you don't believe any longer that you don't get to have something, or that you have to prove yourself, or that you have to earn it, or that you have to work really, really hard. Give yourself what you need and give yourself permission to have your needs met. And that means putting your needs first. So if you need a nap, take a nap. If you need to eat well, eat well. If you need exercise, you need exercise. If you need to make a purchase, make that purchase. Whatever it is, make sure your needs are met. You be in charge of that. Next, being your own best friend. Observe your thoughts instead of believing them. Observe your thoughts instead of believing them. Say stop to any negative shit that you don't want to believe anymore. And then immediately turn your thoughts to your highest desire and let yourself feel good as if that desire has been fulfilled. So you're thinking something crazy. Oh, it can't happen. It won't work. I'm going to fail. Oh my God, it's going to be awful if that doesn't work the way I thought it would. What if it doesn't happen? What if no one's on my side? You say, stop. Of course the world is on my side. And I desire to live an amazing life and feel how amazing that life is. Feel it in your body, feel it in your soul, know that it's true for you. So you observe your thoughts instead of believing them just as they are. Not everything you think is beneficial, and that's okay. You focus on the thoughts that are beneficial and you let go of the thoughts that are not. Next, in being your own best friend, be kind to your wounded self. We've all have traumas. And I'm sharing that with you not to compare your traumas to anyone else, but to remember that we all have them. And so you still get to thrive, you still get to succeed, even if you've had a trauma. Be compassionate with that wounded side of you. Know that you can get help and support to heal it. There are books, there are tapes, there are recordings, there are therapy, there's coaching, there's groups. There's always a way to heal. And you are not bad. You are not wrong. You are not broken. You are magnificent. You are magnificent, even if something in the past has caused you to feel shame or less than you are. You are still magnificent. Next, get to know yourself. Why do you do what you do? What do you like? What makes you feel good? What matters most to you? And most importantly, why? Why do you choose the people you hang out with? Why are you drawn to the things that you're drawn to? Why do you cry at that portion of the show? Get to know yourself. Ask yourself why. Don't just keep crying the same cry over and over again. Why am I crying? If you're feeling good and you're having one of those great days where everything feels magnificent and the world feels like light, well, ask yourself, why do I feel this way? And the more you understand it, the more you'll be able to tap into that again and again. And the more you understand your pain or your hurt or your sadness or your deep emotions, the more you can make different choices as you move forward and build a life for yourself that meets, again, all of your needs. How to be your best friend. Focus on the traits that make you amazing. Like, we often focus on all the things that we think make us not amazing. Just focus on all the traits that make you amazing. And my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying, and use all the things that the world has told you that's not okay, that makes you less than. Use that and turn it around and make it your good. Perfect example, she's my favorite, is Lizzo. Lizzo takes body stuff and she just reminds us that all that garbage we've been believing for decades about what is sexy and what is attractive is all a bunch of bullshit. And what's attractive and what's sexy begins within you. Next, practice acts of kindness for yourself. You know, you can be hella kind to people and do nice things, but you also need to do nice things for yourself. Make it a rule. Be super nice and kind to yourself. And it's going to be different for every person. But ask yourself, what would be a really amazing act of kindness for myself? Next, be honest with yourself. Like, really be honest with yourself. And that can be challenging because we live in a world that lies to you all the time. But really try. Like, hey, is this my truth? Am I being honest with myself? Does this really matter to me? Is this of concern to me? Is that really what I want to do? Be honest with yourself. Next, forgive yourself. God's already forgiven you, so just go ahead now and say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. It's done. It's over. I get to move on. And actually move on. Forgiveness is real if you practice it. And it clears the energy of the past, so you're not reliving it in the present moment, and you can move forward with the fullness of who you are. Next, have fun with yourself. Like, truly, like, what makes friends so amazing, what makes that best friend so amazing, is that you get to have fun with them. So find ways to have fun with yourself. Make having fun with yourself a priority. Make it your mission. Wake up one day and say, everything that I do, no matter if it's something I love doing or not, I'm going to make it fun. Listen to your body. The next one is listen to your body. If you're being your own best friend, you're going to listen to your body. If it's not feeling good, ask it why. If it's feeling great, ask it why. And then give your body what it needs. Next, in being your own best friend, stop punishing yourself. Like, man, you're if you have been punished for anything, you might be replaying that behavior with yourself. Stop punishing yourself. You don't have to. You don't have to reprimand yourself. You don't have to make yourself stand in the corner. You don't have to energetically lash yourself. Just stop. Just stop. Next, be respectful to yourself. Like, treat yourself like you would another human that you respected. Be willing to respect yourself and then act in respectful ways. You know, my favorite line is this something someone who loves and respects themselves would do? Good. And then the last one, and this is the most important. Trust yourself. You're right. You are right. Your intuition is right. Your sensing is right. Trust yourself and then act accordingly. If you know in your gut something's right for you, do it. If you know something's wrong for you in your gut, don't do it, no matter if somebody else is telling you otherwise, because the person that matters most in your world is you. And then from there, you can show up as a loving, amazing human being to other people. You can show up authentic in all situations. You can show up as who you really are. You can be yourself. And it's from there that you experience all the success and sex, really, because it makes you very attractive when you are your own best friend that you desire. That's my show. I love you. I ran through it fast. Again, be your own best friend. Be your own best friend. Be your own best friend. It makes you spiritually strong. It makes you a badass. It makes you confident. It makes you powerful. Until next time, if you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. I'm an accurate intuitive, and I can help you create the life of your dreams. So if you are ready, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the Massive Result Package and check out the Up Level Package. Thank you for listening to this program. You are amazing.